You know, Brother Gary was saying how sometimes he likes to be alone and not deal with folks. Well, I'm an accountant by trade. I guess that makes sense because I'm an introvert. But I like serving Christ. And I know my ministry is a ministry of helps. So I just want to help wherever I can. So that the ministry, wherever I'm at, whether it's in Searcy or Rockford or wherever, I can just be in help and encouragement. That's what I want to be. And hopefully my family, you see the Hicks family tonight, you won't see perfection. They're too much like their me. But I wanted to encourage us to be zealous to serve God with all of our heart. Not just half of our heart. Not to just do, God wants us to do certain things, He gives us certain things to do, and we do them great. And He rewards us. And then we think we're done. Finish the course. And the example I want to bring tonight is Jehu. Starts in 2 Kings 9. Calls one of the sons of the prophets. I may read some, I may kind of tell the story just enough to kind of get the story. To go anoint Jehu to be king. And gives him a charge of what God wants Jehu to do. And starting in verse 6, in the middle of scripture, the prophet said, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed thee to be king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. And thou shalt smite the house of Ahab thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab him that pisses against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah. And the dog shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her." And he opened the door and fled. And then it goes on to talk about how Jehu did become king. And then it also talks about how he zealously fulfilled that word. He goes in. And starting. In verse 23. Joram fled. And said to Ahaziah, "There is treachery, O Ahaziah." And Jehu drew a bull at full strength and smote Jehoram between the arms, and the arrow went out in his heart, and he sunk down in his chest. And Jehu said to Bichar, the captain, "Take up and cast him in the portion of the field of Naboth, the Jezreelite, for remember him." So he kills whom he's supposed to. Then later on, it talks about how he killed Jezebel. Then later on, it talks about how he goes in, all the prophets of Baal come, "I'm going to give a major sacrifice." What did he have a sacrifice? 400 prophets, all the prophets, all the worshipers of Baal, "Come in, I've got a great sacrifice." So he goes in and he does all the stuff to worship, you know, through the motions to get people to say, "Okay, yeah, he's worshiping Baal." Then he has everybody come in and kills them all. A great sacrifice. He zealously did what God wanted him to do. He rode in like Jehu, rode furiously. He kills the king. He kills the priests of Baal. He kills all the worship bills. He kills Jehu. Did great. did really, really great. But the story doesn't end there. He served God zealously for a while. He did what God commissioned him to do. And so what was his reward for doing what God told him to do? Starting in verse 30 of chapter 10. And the Lord said to Jehu, because thou hast been well in executing that which is right in mine eyes, and hast done unto the house of Ahab according to all that was in my heart, thy children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. What a promise. As a dad, I love to see my sons following God, being used of God, following God. So what a promise to Jehu. What a reward. But what's the next verse say? The very next verse. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the Lord God of Israel with all of his heart, for he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, which made Israel to sin. The golden calves. Worship the golden calves. Zealously followed God and did God's will halfway. Part of the way. Got a tremendous promise and reward, and God fulfilled that promise. Now his sons did not follow Christ. They came to terrible ends. And most of the time, a very short time as king, till they were killed. So all of that great that he did, what do we remember Jehu for? Yeah, we remember he drove fiercely. Yes, he did. But then also, he worshiped Baal in the end. Worshiped the golden calves. So he swapped one idol for another. Well, Gary, that's what I want to live my life. All the way to the end.
Yes, sir.
Not just halfway, not just enough to see God use them today. That's great. That's wonderful. And does a father's house so proud. But that's not where I want the story to end for my family. And I know it starts with me. You call me the patriarch. I don't know if that's the right term or not for me, but I do know, just as Jehu had an influence on his sons, I have an influence on mine. I have a responsibility. And I want my sons to live for God all of their lives. But I also know it starts right here.
Yes, it does.
It starts right here. I have to follow God all the way to the end. It's not enough to serve God, get a promise, get an assignment, and do it zealously with everything in you, and then stop. Okay, I have attained. I have done what God wants me to do. Now I don't have to do that anymore. I can stop being that zealous one. I don't have to now, I can sit back and rest. I don't have to keep fighting. I don't have to keep holding up that standard. I don't have to keep fighting against all the evil in the world. I don't have to keep sighing and crying against all the evil because I've already done what God told me to do. Don't stop halfway. Don't stop after you finished part of your work. All the way to the end. God kept his promise to Jehu. His sons of the fourth generation sat on the throne of Israel. Met to some terrible, terrible ends. Led Israel down a very bad path. That's not what I want my boys to have to do, go through. I want them to have an expected end, a great end. And I don't want to be just, okay, I've done good enough, so it's going to be okay in my lifetime. I want to be okay in their lifetime. I've got my two grandsons here now, the next generation.
Yes.
And yes, I know Oliver acts so much like his dad. His dad acts so much like me. So I know they're not perfect. But I want them to serve God.
Yes, sir.
All of their lives.
Yes.
And I want them to be a worship of Baal. I don't want them to be a worship of golden calf. I don't want them to be worship all the stuff that's in this world here in America. So many things to take our attention. So many things. But to live for Christ with all of our heart, all of our lives, and not just part way, but to finish to the end. So if I can be an encouragement to Brother Gary, to the congregation here, to the spiritual world here, is continue to do the good work, to continue the great spirit that's here that Brother Joe Chastain started. That great work that he started, and he's finishing to the end. This is going on. Whether we've got, now we've got Brother Gary, Brother Dave, Brother Cliff, Brother Ellis, Ernie, all these great folks that can continue on, even if I can't remember your name. God even knows. And Sister Sarah, of course, I've known Sister Sarah since she was born. And the heritage that she has. But it's still her and her decision and her calling. And it's her to serve it out to the end. Just because her grandfather is one of the best preachers I know. And the grown the grace men I know. Still Sarah's choice. Still, now y'all's children coming on to continue on. This morning I enjoyed your singing so much and watching you worship this morning. I enjoyed that so much. Seeing people with all of their heart worshiping God. Everything that's in them. Grateful for his mercy. Grateful for his love. And to just express that so purely and so completely was such a joy to watch this morning. What I'm saying is, trying to say in my very inadequate way, is I love what I see here. Why it's here. You know, Brother Joe, Sister Sarah, I've known her for a long time. Got to know you very well. But let's continue on. God awards us for all of what we've done. But just because he's awards us, given us a promise for our service so far, that's not the time to stop. The time to stop is when we're before him. He says, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful to the end. Great is your reward. God bless you, brother.